Shannon has arrived. You're late. Where you been?
Waiting for the phone to ring.
Well, it did ring, and apparently you didn't answer.
No, I had to ring her off.
You what?
Yeah, they ring
her off.
Oh, nice. Dumb as a post.
Yeah,
so here's what we're talking about. So Baraway wants.
Bob, it's the summertime.
Yeah, well, Baraway wants to sell 49%. You know, that just the imaging on that is bad, John.
It's a cash grab.
Well, of course it is, and everybody knows it's a cash grab, so it will fail.
Yeah, I think the more important thing here, Bob, is that somebody is telling Baraway to put a numerical figure on a club so that it makes like every other sale looks fine, if you know what I mean. So it makes the Vegas sale look fine. It makes the Seattle deal look fine. It justifies the Carolina number at 400 and some odd million. And I don't. I think that the elevated price that this guy wants for this team is a little out of line with what it really is worth.
No, it's a lot out of line with what it's worth.
I'm trying to be nice.
Well, it's worth zero as long as it's bleeding cash, and that's what it's doing to the best of our knowledge. And the prospect
there's no question about that.
And the prospect of making money, John. Right now, that's zero.
The only way this team gets close to that zero is through, you know, the revenue sharing that has been created. And teams like the Maple Leafs are writing checks for $31, $32 million.
I understand that. But the only way this thing looks like a business is if they get the state, the city, the county to build them an arena in a better location, and that looks like a dead end, or if they move the franchise, and where are they going to move to? I mean, what's left? If you don't want to go to Quebec City, where would you go? If you're looking around to move Phoenix, where are you going to go? Kansas City?
Houston.
Yeah, but you can't move it to Houston. You got to sell it.
Right, because the guy who wants, or who has at least visited it, with Bettman and Daly in New York, owns the arena, owns the Houston Rockets, is got boatloads of money.
Yeah.
But in the end, he's not benevolent enough to say, okay, Gary, we'll give you your price. He wants rock bottom price.
Right.
So, you know, and even then, right now, Bob, I know this is hard to believe, but Gary is really still very much in the mode of trying to find a way to make it work in Phoenix.
Well, but how?
This is a recording.
I respect that. I respect his obstinance. But how, John? What rabbit has he? Can he pull out of his hat?
The only way in my mind, Bob, is if you find a way to partner with the Suns and build a downtown arena or a Scottsdale arena, and you aren't, in the end, competing for non-game day revenue with concerts, and you're actually in a single building in a single market. That, to me, is the only way it works.
What's Gary Bettman's motivation for that? We're looking at second last in the league at attendance, hundreds of millions of dollars in debt. Why does he still want to make this work?
Well, I think it's legacy more than anything. I think that from the moment where he was driving in the car on the way to meet with Jerry Moyes, when he got the phone call that Jerry Moyes was declaring bankruptcy, how many years ago was that, Bob?
Yeah, several.
15?
Yeah.
I think that this has been just sort of now. It's now part of Gary's DNA to protect this market with this club. And revenue sharing has helped, you know, mitigate it. But in the end, you know, if they end up with a winner and they end up putting 15, 16, 17,000 people in every night, maybe that's a different story. The biggest issue on the hockey side, Arden, is how many times have they had a winning team? The answer is not very many, and that's a problem.
Do you understand Gary's... I used the word obstinance before. Obstinance in trying to make a situation in Phoenix or Glendale work when nobody else believes it can?
I think I understood it 10 years ago. I think I understood it 5 years ago. But now there are options, Bob. You know, there was a time when there were no options for this club. You know, the Hamilton situation was as close as it would get. But that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
There was no appetite for Houston. There was no appetite in Seattle. You needed to find an arena and an owner in Seattle.
Right.
Now you've got an arena that's being renovated and you've got an active owner. I mean, I think that there are now options to own a National Hockey League team elsewhere, and I think things may change, just as I think they may change in Carolina, too.
But do you think that there are conversations underway to sell the franchise? It seems to me that this pronouncement by Barraway implies he doesn't have any place else to go. If there's a deal to be done, he's already stating he'll do a deal, but there isn't a deal to be done. This is what he's left with.
But I guess that my answer is I don't think so. But as you and I have talked about on multiple times, sitting there on Gary's desk, there's a yellow legal pad on the right-hand side where he has a list of potential owners all the time.
Yeah.
And that list is a little longer these days because there's an appetite to own clubs.
Yeah.
And at the same time, there are now arenas. So I don't think that this is really going to change things immediately. Pete Carmanos tried to do this for 6 years.
Yeah, quick time.
Before he was forced to actually sell the team.
Yeah. Shannon, enjoy your vacation. Are you ever coming back?
Yeah, eventually.
All right. Let us know.
I'm hoping to play golf with you in August.